Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC. It's Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. And joining us in studio now, our friends from American Senior Communities. We've got Mark Wallace. He is the Director of Leasing at Rosegate. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark's he's a frequent guest.
He's a regular.
Yeah, he's a regular. Yeah. And Shirley Haynes, who is a resident there at Rosegate. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well.
We're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is pet ownership and being able to have your pets when you do make that transition to a senior community. And Mark is a pet-friendly senior community. Do you see that owning a pet brings tremendous health benefits?
Oh, absolutely it does. Owning a pet is a great it is a great thing for any persons of any age, but seniors especially. And it really has owning a pet has a calming effect on a resident, and studies have shown that it helps lower blood pressure, lower pulse rate, and it improves circulation and overall health. It also increases, you know, their mood and eliminates depression too.
Yeah, I know this for a fact. There was a gentleman I knew, this is years ago, and he was just alone. He'd never married, and when he retired from WIBC, we gave him a dog. And the time came for him to make that transition to a senior community. And there at this time, I mean, I'm talking about years ago, there wasn't a place that would let him bring the dog.
Aww.
And that was his family. Yeah. Because that's the way I look at pets. That's your family.
It is a family member. And how can you ask someone to part ways with a family member just because they need to change locations, moving into a senior community because they have had other changes in their life, needing additional help with their daily lives? Then taking away a pet too, that just doesn't make sense to me. So having that pet really helps with that transition.
What is the weirdest pet you've had at Rosegate?
Oh gosh. We haven't really had a weird quote unquote pet.
I can't wait. When you have a weird pet, I want you back and I want to have that conversation.
What do you qualify as a weird
pet? I'm picturing some kind of a gigantic lizard. A goat would be great. A miniature, one of the fainting goats.
Oh yeah, that would be
Shirley,
great.
Get a fainting goat. Okay. Look, Mark's like, Tina, there are restrictions on what kind of pets you can bring to
Rosegate. Well, I usually tell families that as long as you don't have to put a saddle on it, you're fine.
So no mini ponies, but a fainting goat and you're in. Shirley, you have been a resident at Rosegate in a garden home for how long?
About 5.5 years.
And what kind of pet do you have?
Well, right now I have a cat, but I had a very, very special dog until March 26th.
Oh.
And that was sad, very sad.
Yeah.
And I lived alone for a while, but then I knew I needed someone inside my four walls with me.
So the cat is new to your life?
Yes, yes.
And how is it going, excuse me, from a dog to a cat?
Well, a few adjustments. They were all easy, and I enjoyed doing them. Actually, sometimes we need a challenge.
That's right. That's right.
So that's what I did. I made some adjustments, but it's been great. We've both adjusted very well, quickly, actually. She's been very rewarding, very.
Can you imagine your life without another living being in your world?
No, that was one of my husband's niece helped me shop for a place to live when I moved to Indianapolis, and she had about four choices. And she said, Shirley, what would you want most? And I said, well, I need a place that is pet friendly. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
It was one with me.
What do you think that having that pet does for you on a day-to-day basis, Shirley?
She's a lot of company, but I use her as a confidant, for example. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm healthier because of her, because I wake up in the morning and I take care of Bernice. First.
Yeah, Bernice. That's great. Well, and I think there's something to be said for someone else counting on you.
That's right. Responsibility.
You know, you've got a reason. You've got to get up and get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And you've got someone that if you don't take care of yourself, you know, that cat will suffer. That dog will suffer, too.
But, she's kind of number one.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, cats. Terry, are you a cat person?
Oh, yeah. I've got five.
You have five cats?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I do. I've got five. I take in strays, and then they have babies. I do.
She thinks that's odd.
Running kind of an under... think, I tell you what, there. I think there is so much truth to pet therapy.
Yes.
Well, I really believe as we see more and more animals being welcomed into hospitals, into retirement communities and nursing homes, there's got to be something to it. Just has to be.
No question.
Well, I think, you know, Mark touched on a lot of it. I will tell you, for me, it is also that companionship.
Yep.
I mean, you talk, Shirley, about Bernice, your cat, being a confidant for you. Like,
yes.
You talk to her, right?
Absolutely. Every morning, every day.
Yeah.
All day.
And there's something about she greets you when you come home.
Yeah, but it's a sharing. It's a sharing. We have such a bond, so we share love and caring for one another. You know, it's just not all a one-sided thing for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I love that.
It's not just caring for her, in other words. She cares for me.
And what do you have any challenges, Mark, from more of an administrative or operational perspective? Any challenges on having the pets on campus?
It really doesn't pose any additional challenges on the administrative side. We welcome pets. The only thing we do require is they must maintain their current vaccination records.
Sure.
That's all.
Sure.
But no, we very much love pets. Our general manager owns several animals. I think the number keeps increasing every once in a while.
I know somebody like that.
Huh. Well, that's odd.
That's weird.
You know, what about allergies for some of the residents? Excuse me. Do you ever hear about somebody saying, I've got allergies and I can't, I can feel the allergy the minute I walk in the door, which I have a lot of people that come to the house. This is how I'm keeping people out. People that are allergic to cats.
Well, I myself am allergic to cats as well.
Oh,
Shirley made a sad face.
Don't worry, I take allergy medicines every day, so I'm good to go.
Because you gotta stop in and meet Bernice.
I'm gonna go meet Bernice. Absolutely.
Well, I kind of want a picture. Do you have a picture of Bernice?
I do.
Well, I might need to see that, and could we put her on Facebook?
She's on Facebook.
Uh-huh. She is.
And my adoption day is on Facebook with her.
Oh, stop it. We're gonna tag that on our Facebook page, Bernice and Shirley.
But I did bring pictures. I wouldn't be without them.
Excellent. I'm gonna take one before you go. Well, Mark, thank you for having a facility where people can bring their pets. I know I would be lost without mine as well.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that I get asked mostly is, and it's a make or break point for many families is if we're not pet friendly, they're not even going to consider us.
Yeah. Are there other American senior communities that are pet friendly, or are you the only one?
We are not the only one. We are a pet friendly company.
Well, if someone wanted to give you a call or learn more, what do they do?
Well, you can check out our website, ascseniorcare.com, and just click on the locations and go to Rosegate. Our phone number is 889-0100.
Okay.
And Rosegate is located on the south side of Indianapolis, right on Emerson Avenue.
It's a great facility. Again, the number there is 317-889-0100. Now, for Terry's benefit, I need to know, is there a limit to how many cats you can have when you move in?
Good question.
Well, for you, I'm willing to make an exception.
Oh, I love that. Can you imagine me and five cats in a garden home? That's going to be awesome.
Well, you should come down and then visit Shirley in her garden home.
I'd love to. You guys will have to do a pet fashion show. It sounds like your place is filled with them.
We actually do have a dog show in July.
I bet you do.
We do.
It's a good, those are good fundraisers and pets. I love them. We couldn't live without them. It sure is great to have you guys with us. Mark Wallace, the director of leasing at Rosegate, and Shirley Haynes, who lives there with her beautiful cat, Bernice.
And coming up, Shirley will be on Boomer TV on tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. on Wish TV.
Cool. Great to have you with us. We always appreciate your continued support at American Senior Communities. The news is next. 93 WIBC.